Okay, today we're going to learn the meaning of a few brachas. I'm really trying in the morning to have kavana when I say these brachas. The problem is sometimes I wake up after Hagayim HaChasadim Tov L'Am Yisrael. I'm trying to thank Hashem for these things. We're on page Mem Dalid, and we learned today his explanation of Shalei Sani Gai, Shalei Sani Oved. I think Sfaradim say Shalei Sani Eved, right? Yamin. You say Shalei Sani Eved or Oved?
Eved.
I always wondered, the Sfaradim say Barpi HaGefen instead of HaGofen, Shalei Sani Eved instead of Oved. Usually Sfaradim are right when it comes to Dikduk, but here I don't get it.
Yeah.
What? You couldn't find, really? Has a what? A psik. We call it psik. If I understand why, you should change it. Here it says Shalei Sani Oved, the original.
Rodelheim.
Yes, he has Oved. Okay. Anyway.
For Oved, I think they say
Oved. You guys say Eved, you say.
Aved with a pata?
Aved? Really?
That's better.
Sounds like it. Okay.
When did they say Shifa? Your Shifa. No. Say Shifa. What?
Anyway, let's see. As you know, many apologies have been given for these brachas over the years. And apology is not a reason to say something that's not true. The explanation that Rav Schwab brings is the sort of the original explanation of these brachas. And we're starting from the paragraph, V'hine brachas elu oirir midonim. Page Mem Dal, the next to last paragraph. These brachas, oiriru midonim, awakened complaints. Shenira kilo anu misparim begaiva v'gain. It's as if we're expressing ourselves in inappropriate ways. L'charef l'gaye ha'aretz u'lanoshim. To start up with the nations of the world and with the women. Omnam nisbayne no. Let's think about it. Kshanu aymrim shloya sani gai. Hainu afila k'nayach. We say Hashem didn't make me a guy, he means even like Nayach, Shehi idol of Atayra, Shehi ha'ish tzadik. Nayach was greater than me. And I thank Hashem, Shalei Asani, guy, even like Nayach, I'm a sushelach. Sheikah v'kadish baruch has amabel, zayin yamim ne'yimei evloi. That Mishelach had greatness to the degree that Hashem delayed the mabel 7 days because of his avelus. Shalei Asani k'shem ve'aver. Shalimdu Tayla Avraham Yisrael Yaakov, the Rebbeim of Avraham Yisrael Yaakov was Shem and Aver. Shalei Asani ki Yisra, Yoi ki Iyav. Shalofiya Gamar Bebava Basra, Hayim Umas Ailam. Vayagadol Kamat, Kavram Avinu. Shakadish Baruch Hu Omar Alav, Hashem said about Iyav, Avdi Iyav, ki ain kamayu ba'aretz, there's no one like him in the land, Ishtam v'yashay v'lakim v'sar meira. Chinucha l'shalal shanu g'day l'mayhem, Esmaha. I wonder, how could we say Shalei Asani Goy if we're saying Hashem didn't make me like Nayach? Nayach was greater than us. V'chei Shalei Asani Eved, or Oved, Koylel Eliezer Eved Avram, Shoyedailo Mashkim et Teresa Shal Rabbi La'acherim. Eliezer was a Rebbe in Avram Avinu's Yeshiva. V'yashalet B'Yitzroik Avram Avinu. V'koylel, and it includes Tevi Abdei Shereb Gamliel. Tevi, the famous servant of Rabbi Gamliel, Shafilu B'dar Shal Tanoim, even in that great generation, Heirol of Rabbi Shetama Chachmu, Vayiray Lismach, he was right for Smicha. Chiev Shalayim Eshanu Misiharim Liyah Is Gedaylo Mitayvim Mehem. Are we so haughty to express as if we're greater than them? Oy Me Amsa De Bei Rebbe, or from Bei Rebbe's Shifcha Shehida Shehira Ine Chachamim Bahar B'Shailos. And we thank Hashem that we're not Sara and Rivka and Rachel and Leah, Tavira and Neviya, Esther Amalka, Chinoz, Penein, Lohayda, Gashbaruchu, Peramis, Rucha, Shalei Asani, Kamai Son. We thank Hashem that Hashem didn't make me like Esther Amalka, or like Tavira and Neviya. So obviously it's not an expression of superiority, but then what is it? What is the bracha of Shalei Asani? Umuchruch, and therefore, we're compelled to explain, she'ein anu mevarchim mishanu gedolim yoseh mehen chas v'shalom. It's not an expression of greatness. Rak. Now, let's have to follow the logic. Rak. Shakavana achiev b'mitzvus. We thank Hashem for giving us the mitzvahs of the Torah, and specifically the mitzvahs that we have more than a guy. Shekoy b'chuyi rak b'zayim mitzvahs. Ve'eve b'chuyi b'mitzvahs rak ki'isha. Ve'isha b'tur mitzvahs seishas mangorama. We thank Hashem that we're fortunate to be obligated in more mitzvahs than them. By Reinu Chazal, Godla mitzvah v'aisa, yaisa mimi she'ena mitzvah v'aisa. Now, here it needs a little explanation. A woman could do virtually every mitzvah that she's not obligated in. Virtually all, there are a couple of mitzvahs that for one reason or another that they can't do. But generally, a woman could do just about any mitzvah that she wants. Now, however, she's ain't a mitzvah v'aisa. Now, as an aside, the Radvaz holds that a goy, yeah, such a thing, that a goy could do any mitzvah and get schar ke'ein a mitzvah v'aisa, except Shabbos he's not allowed to do, the things he's limited. But generally speaking, that a goy shakes a lulav, well, this is the shayfa here, Radvaz, he says that he gets schar ke'ein a mitzvah v'aisa. A goy gets some schar. He can't make a bracha shekedishanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu, right? So now Rav Moshe takes very strong exception to the Radvaz in a number of places. In the Divrei Moshe, in the Digros Moshe, and in the Darash Moshe, I saw in all three places. It troubles him very much, this concept. And maybe we'll see in a minute the possible reason. But at any rate, what Rav Schwab is saying is that we thank Hashem that we're mitzvah v'aisa. That's the expression, shalei asani goy. We thank Hashem that we're commanded, we're sort of entrusted with the responsibility for these mitzvahs.
Well, Rabbi Vindemiller always used to say that we have to think that we are superior to goyim, that we, you know, we're a am kadosh and a goy kadosh, and that's why we thank Hashem. He chose us, he didn't choose them.
It's not, his point, we make a bracha, b'echer b'am Yisrael b'ahava.
Right.
But it doesn't, that's not the intention of these brachas. We praise Hashem for choosing Klal Yisrael. We make such a bracha. What he's saying is that that's not Birchas HaShachar. The Birchas HaShachar, when you get up in the morning, you're setting about your day's jobs, your day's responsibilities. The bracha is on the responsibilities of the day. That's what he's saying. An Eved, you mean because of the order?
Yeah, because of the order.
An Eved is
up, right?
Yeah. It's interesting. The Mishlo Melech is Mesupik. If when it says Eved is like an Isha, if it means that the Eved across the board has rules like an Isha, or it just means that those mitzvahs that are related to Mitzvah Shezman Grama, an Eved like an Isha, the other responsibilities that they have preclude them. In which case, though, Eva could technically have more than Isha, for Payas, for example, which she has. But what?
In sacrifices, she has the right to bring more than a slave.
In Karbonos, she has the right to bring more. It's interesting, you're right. Now, but the question is, the order, Shalai Sani Gai is fewer mitzvahs, Shalai Sani Eved is fewer, Shalai Isha, it's saying that an Isha has more mitzvahs than a Gai. Technically, she has more because she has Aveim, so she could have Kibbutz Aveim, she has children, she could be Mechana children. I don't know if in the commandments she has more as much as in practical life. It would really be an insult if we said Isha before Eved. Okay, the point is well taken. At any rate, getting back to to what he's explaining, even though when a woman does a mitzvah, she's not obligated, such as lulav or shofar. That is his Ashkenazi writing. Because Ashkenazim, we have that the women make a bracha on lulav, or on shofar, on sukkah. Sfaradim again don't. The Sfaradim hold that a woman can't make a bracha. I think the Rambam and Taisus. So how could a woman say vitzivanu? She wasn't commanded. Ein zeh machmas chiyuv, el shemavarechas vitzivanu b'loshen rabim al klolos Yisrael. Shekidishanu b'mitzvaysav means Hashem gave the Jewish people kedusha through his mitzvahs. V'tzivanu, he commanded the Jewish people. V'ari gam hen b'chlal kahal adas Yisrael. And women are included in Klal Yisrael. V'atam shegodol ha-mitzuva v'ayisa. Now here's where it gets complicated. V'atam, what's the reason? Shegodol ha-mitzuva v'ayisa, mishen ha-mitzuva v'ayisa. Now the Hashkafa Rishayna will be different. The Gemara says Rabbi Yosef, originally, who was blind, originally held that an Eina Mitzuva is greater. Because what's better? Somebody who unless he puts away the Svarim in Shul, is it, what's a greater level? Somebody whose job it is to do it and he puts away all the Svarim? He's paid for it, he's commanded in it. Or somebody who voluntarily puts it away? I would think the volunteer who puts it away is greater. So Rabbi Yosef originally said, if someone tells me a blind person is potter min ha-mitzvah, so I'll make a kiddush for him. And then subsequently he understood that godol ha-mitzvah v'ayisa, for the reasons we'll learn in a moment. Then he said the reverse. He said, if someone will prove that a sum is chayav ha-mitzvah, so I'll give a kiddush for him. But what's the explanation? Why is a mitzvah on a higher level than ain't a mitzvah? So that's what he brings. He said, Kasutaisis. Because he has doyek, literally means to worry. Here it means he has a challenge to be mevatel as yetzahara, to do the mitzvah. Shebeteva ha'odam, it's human nature. Lisnaged lekabolas tzivui mehazulas. Nobody likes to be told what to do, especially Jews. Don't like to be told what to do. It somehow violates his autonomy. Somehow it's easier to do things out of the kindness of your heart than to do it because someone says do it. The nature of a person is to try to do things right. Now here we have a sort of a catch-22. We're thanking Hashem that we're mitzvah, because God la mitzvah v'ayis, and mishen a mitzvah v'ayis. Sounds great. And then he says, yeah, why is God la mitzvah v'ayis? Because it's harder. It's more difficult. So why are we thanking Hashem if it's more difficult? So if when we succeed, so it's worth it. And when we fail, it's not worth it.
But you don't assume failure right away.
You don't assume failure. Success. It's interesting. In Reb Tzadik Svarim, I found once that he brings the Baal Shem Tov and says he's wrong. I mean, Reb Tzadik wasn't beyond him, but there was one occasion. You remember what the case was? He brings in the Baal Shem Tov that when a person does tshuva, so Chazal say, what's tshuva? When you do something wrong and you come to the same situation again, and you don't do it. Yes, he says the Baal Shem Tov said, you gotta do tshuva and then you gotta go out and challenge yourself. You know, you gotta sort of jump into the fire again. You agree with Rav Tzadik? Rav Tzadik says not to go to temptation again. He says, we're really supposed to avoid temptation. But this seems the other way around. He was saying that we're greater because we have greater nisyanos. That makes us greater. Isn't that what he's saying? He's saying, thank you, Hashem. You give us the Yetzirah that prevents us from doing. And our fault, we're going to go and do it. It's a different.
But you can look at it from a positive perspective. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us the possibility of achieving greater perfection.
It's like double or nothing. It's a thing, you're right. What? Well, first let's finish this concept. I'll come to your concept. But I first want to just explain this idea. Yes? It's true.
That's aggressive
image. It's aggressive image. What happens is it expands in both directions. The greatness side and the failure side both explain. It's interesting. The Gemara says that Godol Haftocha Shenemar Linoshim Yoitze Me'anoshim. Haftocha means a sort of a guarantee to women over men. The Chidah explains, that's a quoted Chidah, because women don't have the Yetzahara. The two most difficult Yetzaharas for men are Bittul Taira and Surach Re'enechem and the Taivas. And women have neither. They have no Avera Bittul Taira. They could read Glamour all day. And what?
Better off, we should ask the coach to make us a woman so we shouldn't
So that's the kasha, that's the question. The question is, you know, like, so what's the answer? The answer seems to be that we're in this world to work hard. So, you know, so you have somebody who goes to lift weights and he's holding by lifting 200 pound weights. And then I walk in, you know, I got to lift the 20 pounders. So I say, I'm luckier. You know, I only have to lift 20 pounds. I got to lift 200 pounds. But look at him. He's in great shape. You know, he's lifting 200 pounds. But, you know, it's only good if you're going to make it. You know, it's only good if you're going to make it.
So Zakos is Israel.
So that means that if somebody comes to a Rav and he says, I feel terrible, I have such a big Yetzirah, you should say, wow, you're so lucky. You're so good, you're so lucky, a big Yetzirah, that's wonderful. It's, you know, everyone has a particular Yetzirah in one direction. And go ahead, Yamin wanted to add something.
Yeah.
You mean it's more of a commitment?
Well,
it's more of a commitment. It's interesting because there's a line that's said from the Sfasemis. When you succeed, it's the highest level.
In fact, that is the goal of all the books
of the goal of life is to be Matzliach. They say from the Sfasemis, it says when Hashem went around giving the offering the Torah, so Yishmael said, well, they sin off, we can't do that, and they sing off, we can't do that. Every nation had its mitzvah. So the question is, what's the hardest one for the Jews? What's the hardest one? So Sfasemis said, you take out the Chumash, you take a look right before Mount Torah, what Hashem tell you? He keeps on telling them that you have to put a boundary around the mountain, and they shouldn't push to go up. They can't push the boundaries. So that's the hardest thing for Jews. Is to, you know, you're told till here and that's it, and you know, just like to push. It's very hard. Boundaries are very sometimes very, very challenging.
We also have a principle that Hashem does not give you a challenge that it's impossible to meet.
Tzaddik says that's not a true principle. The world says this principle. God doesn't give you a challenge you can't meet. If Tzaddik says that, it's not.
But I think
it's
a Datsyach. Most people say that.
Well, it's a matter, Rav Hutner says it, and Rav Mithulio say it, it's a philosophical debate. Rav Hutner writes that we have a Kabbalah that there's no person in the world that doesn't sin. He says that means that there are certain averis that's given, you're going to fail. Now, it doesn't mean a person's necessarily punished for it. When a person's given a sign that he can't succeed in, he said, Rav Hutner writes, it's in a letter. There's a letter in which the Talmud asked him why we say Haraitza B'Shuvah. God wants tshuva. He doesn't want tshuva. He wants you not to sin. He wants tshuva.
Everyone wants tshuva.
Yeah, see, that's what he says. He says everyone's born with some, he calls it, tzaddik baras ashiya esetoy v'layechta dika averis. There's some averis that are just not going to make it. So for those averis, Hashem is rights of a tshuva. The sianis are challenging. But, anyway, this is his explanation. It's like al yiv a kitzbay. The Gemara says a good piece of meat, a fatty piece of meat, but there's a thorn in it. You got to watch out. So the fact that we have this commandment is extraordinary, but it's a challenge. Now, just the top paragraph, he says lefize yizgalalano oitam l'smicha shlo yasani l'berchas hashnas l'sech vivina. Here we have another explanation of why we jumped these three brachas early, where they don't really belong. Next to Nasan Sech Vivina, Shabachal Haida, Bias Yaim Chodosh, included in praising Hashem for bringing us to a new day, Yeshayda Alef Shoris Lakai Mitzvah Saseish Nasan Lakadish Baruchu, Shizman Kiyam Ruba Mahu Biyayim. Most mitzvahs are in the day, Kimish Anashim Paturis Mitzvah Saseish Shizman Gram, Shizman Rak Biyayim, Lechain Shapi Mavarachin Shalaisani Isha Takeif, So therefore, it's appropriate. It belongs with the hischachos of the day, the nasan sech vivina, and that's you have to try every morning to remember. I mean, you get up in the morning, you say brachas, the brachas shachar with the brachas is the brachas 15 brachas with the five before. Bang! You wake up in the morning, you have 20 brachas just like that. Isn't that amazing? The first few minutes before I walk out of my house, I try to say the brachas. You have 20 brachas just like that. Now, I just have to be awake when I say it. That's the challenge. But if I can remember to have the kavana, it would be good. What about Shasani Kurtzainai? We'll push that off for tomorrow. Okay. Yeah.